The next patient is William Rose. The last name is R-O-S-E. The first name is William. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that is following this practice because of a chronic kidney disease stage 2. The patient has a background of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, as well as nephrolithiasis. That is a very remote one, more than 15 years ago. Since then, the patient has changed his lifestyle, exactly changed the diet, and he's eating less processed food and more plant-based diet. He continues to have a serum creatinine that is a 0.87 with an estimated EFR of 92 mL per minute. The patient doesn't have evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient has a history of hypomagnesemia that is no longer present. Following over arterial hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure reading today is 123/76. The patient weighs 210 pounds, and my recommendation is for him to go under 200 pounds in order to make sure that we keep all the hypertension, the hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease under control. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of fenofibrate. Interestingly, the lipid profile today shows that the cholesterol total is 73, the triglycerides are 49, and the LDL cholesterol is 100, and the HDL cholesterol is 55. Taking that into consideration, the recommendation is to take the fenofibrate every other day and talk to the primary care physician regarding the change. Following over a remote history of nephrolithiasis that is no longer present, following over gastroesophageal reflux disease, that is asymptomatic. Following number coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery is bypass and one stent post a surgical procedure. The patient is followed by cardiology on regular basis. Following over osteoarthritis, the patient is recommended to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and nephrotoxics. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. The patient has to be less than 200 pounds by that time. We invested the 7 minute review in the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 5 minutes in the documentation.